Blocking Emmy is a criminal complaint of abuse, you all haters. Jared Jettison, jared.jettison@gmail.com, Saturday, March 31, 2018 at 3:35 p.m. 2. San Bernardino County District No. 5 Supervisor # Leader in Charge of Sanity Over Hate Gonzalez, supervisorgonzalez@sbcounty.gov, Department of Behavioral Health, dbh.sbcounty.gov, Rights of CRPD Enabled Required Policy Changes, at Grew Up # Gromobone-the.good, One Bad Makes All Look Bad, Warning Against Deception and Hypocrisy, One Bad Makes All Look Bad, Warning Against Deception and Hypocrisy, mhsa@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Thurberthoff Standard Softcare-spounty.gov, at realuphuman.net, spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. CC, Dr. Sadiq Mirza, at Grew Up # Gromobone-the.good, One Bad Makes All Look Bad, Warning Against Deception and Hypocrisy. Trust Network Binding, smirza@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Jonathan, Arellano Jackson, at Grew Up # Gromobone-the.good, One Bad Makes All Look Bad, Warning Against Deception and Hypocrisy. Trust Network Binding, Gerellano-Jackson@pd.sbcounty.gov, Stephen John Graves, at Grew Up # Gromobone-the.good, One Bad Makes All Look Bad, Warning Against Deception and Hypocrisy. Trust Network Binding, sgraves@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, at fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, A Conflict Resolution Binding Nod of # Potapo for Obvious Interference Bias, see Berger at wp.sbcounty.gov. Note, for now, this is being provided to you, for clarity. If you are confused, skip to below the cloud graphic and continue reading. This is individually name-binded web content, this is active content that you are linked to which will appear in a web search index under your name search as part of the surface web of information. It is content that should not be ignored. Please open your mind to a new technology ideal, for it is at your hand in this email address to you. Thank you, Mr. James Martin Driscoll, owner, at realuphuman.net, spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. This email will be web public filed for surface web search index matching to this location. http://sanbernardinocountysupervisor-gonzalez.webdomains.realuphuman.net, spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, sbcounty.gov/%235-supervisor-gonzalez/. http://sanbernardinocountysupervisor-gonzalez.gruup.net, spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference/from-the-desk-off-at-gruup/from-the-desk-off-gruup-s-bwp%5btalcloud%5d-rev2.0.jpg. You are now here, dear San Bernardino County District No. 5 Supervisor Gonzalez. You are my representative for the residence address of 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA, 92405. Homeowner, my mother Veronica Ann Driscoll, 909-882-8759, home landline. I found out that you are also the representative for the County Health Provider Services address of the Department of Behavioral Health, sbh.sbcounty.gov, Clinic of the Phoenix Community Counseling Center, at 820 Gilbert Street, San Bernardino, CA 92404-909-387-7000. Website, http://sbcounty.gov/. Over the course of the past 2 weeks or so, I have directed email to your attention regarding an intractable conflict that I have encountered with the staff at the Department of Health Main Office on Mill Street and the Department of Behavioral Health staff at Phoenix Community Counseling Center. This problem remains to be intractable because of county's position to intensify a hate and harassment campaign against me that was thought to have been localized to the Denver, Colorado Social Service Provider area. But it is not. In this address before you today, my language used here is strong. It is strong with the standard that the professionals networking site of LinkedIn allows for the use of the word fuck in company names and in resume and job detail descriptions per universal standard. That is the same standard that I am writing this business correspondence to you today. Whereby my current San Bernardino County interactions of interface to services are blatant discrimination for detachment and denial of provider service interfaces because they do not wish to deal with one who is adaptive and skill set at technology tools of our information society. What is more disturbing that according to the rules that govern the summit of the information society that was held in 2003 Geneva and 2005 Tunis, it is the mandate of society to provide digital information access at all connectivity sites to all persons equally among our society. There is a mandate that requires access to the information society that is being denied, blatantly denied access, and a factor of community-wide discrimination against technology interwoven to healthcare provided services. One would not be able to use such sites as WebMD or Medline Plus in the care and progress of their healthcare treatment options. This seems to remain in a state of being absolutely outrageously wrong. For that reason alone, I know that when I asked for the password, I am demanding its obligation onto my own sense or lack of sense of autonomy, since I am a very technology-enabled person of our world. I am a techie by natural ability to have been in my youth at age 18 the person responsible for the coded programming and development for the San Bernardino Public Library Computer Lab. Although the lab has changed over the years since its first inception of creation, it remains to be called the Cassand Computer Center. I am now 52, but when I was 18, I was personally responsible for the computer literacy of library patrons on those technology efforts of provided skill sets. I call it a gift I offered to this city of San Bernardino at the time from IT's original development year 1985 through Y2K and beyond. So please don't tell me that I don't know what the fuck I am talking about in technology-related fields of topics. Yes, I am back to using the word fuck here. It is damn outright fucked up here to deny access to technology for some high almighty system of oppression and hate. I demand a forum of policy change. For what I keep encountering, when I know better or best actually, during my attempt to obtain the Wi-Fi password at the main health department, since it was showing broadcasting available to the public. It was told to me, as a conditioned response given to me as a client patient there at the window counter. They don't know the password. And at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center, they blatantly say, we are not allowed to give the password to clients. They are broadcasting the guest Wi-Fi provider service signal because in legal terms, it is a requirement of the WSIS 2003-2005. However, they are denying the rights of client patients to access utility of those information resource services within the scope of normal daily life. More to the point, onto their treatment options within their provided medical services offered and obtained, unless they of course have their own information access via mobile data services on a cell phone device. Many, I say many people operate their digital mobile devices without a main cellular carrier. It is called having connection to the device in the mode of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth only. Devices operate complete satisfactory under this state of connectivity. There are actually Wi-Fi-enabled install apps that replace voice and SMS services that are typically a part of the cellular portion of the provider network. What this means, if one has Wi-Fi only enabled on their device, they could carry on a voice call or SMS chat while in the lobby or conduct a phone call for medical information requests within clinic time session if need be. If only the health department would enable the use of that mode of operation by providing, as required by the spirit of the rule, the Wi-Fi guest password for a radio internet broadband network signal that is being carried into the air, being wasted for or onto a false pretense, a travesty of justice I proclaim, of a conspiracy. I declare this conspiracy is more than just a missed password request for Wi-Fi. It is motivated by race and other factors of hate-based racist discrimination, oppression, and flat-out moral proclivity in the violations of client privacy that is affecting us to be subjects of suspicion, surveillance, and ultimately coercion. That is a tall tale of accusation, you might think or say back to me. If the password was made available, then clients' patients could connect to the internet via the secured services, which if it were put into any kind of way digitally tracked or monitored, would obviously be an illegal practice to empower onto the configuration network setup. We have the right to use this secured transit of Wi-Fi service, and there are more rights that are being restricted and denied from access and accommodation that is going to blow the fucking mind off this conspiracy to a criminal complaint matter if you all don't straighten the fuck up. We have been subject to a long-term, I say long-term systemic guise of dependence rather than independence of the medical healthcare provided services of the health department and the Department of Behavioral Health. For over 10 years, these practices have been substituted for a more intelligent, less abuse-ridden, standard of operating model that is long-standing being practiced and enabled across the globe of mission ideals of the United Nations. It was ratified and signed into legal capacity in 2007 with the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. CRPD for short. It is imperative that you understand my claim right that there has been discrimination, extremely conditioned, by county agents of healthcare providers of both the main health department and the Department of Behavioral Health here in the city of San Bernardino. I am sure, wholeheartedly sure, these are not isolated incidences, and it's pervasive countywide in the policy procedures and development of a racist county of the state of California in the United States of America today in the year of 2018. I repeat and proclaim this is not a mere coincidental occurrence. It is imperative that you understand, I am not going to drop this matter for another day to day to week to month to year to decade delay. It is now, now and forever now, that we act accordingly to the spirit of the convention, mission ideals to enable the rights for persons with disabilities per the replacement standard of ideal. If you do not find it a priority that this is disturbing to allow the abuse to continue, I will pursue criminal charges against the county for negligence and extreme bias of hate crimes against the community, which ultimately is against the public trust. The first stage is to admit there is a policy problem with the County of San Bernardino as it verbal ordered policy states that email is not available to be used by clients' patients. That standard conflicts with the CRPD in high regard misdemeanor offense of neglect and perhaps purposefully enabling abuse. This is what the spirit of the new paradigm shift that is defined in the detailed texts of the Convention to Conduct, Change, and Prevent. If one cannot find themselves out of their state of conflict of interest, of mind or thought or practice of policy, they must be removed from their job position and be retrained. It is outrageous conduct unbecoming a doctor of behavioral sciences to not know this about the state of affairs of today, and of me individually, and to discriminate to ignore me to the fault of them, intently vigorously violate my rights of accommodation, and to discriminate for their unyielding hold on a system that has already been slated for removal from society by a different model of construct thought and order. For our better humanity is at presence here. We are in the United States of America and we are one of the signing states of the Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. We must follow IT's guide. It is not an option to enable hate, to ignore factors of oppression and racial exclusion, of bias and moral proclivity that is foundation placed onto the reasons to hold its presence forward from this day to the next. We are better than this, in this country, are we not? Please review my very public tweet storm to the San Bernardino County Sheriff accounts of @SheriffMcMahon and @SpountySheriff further, for the content that is web public filed upon my own personal information system of @realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @grewup.net spelled grewup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference, @fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of #Potapo. A recombinant memetics application of information theory technology, titled as, A Morality Correctiveness Model. @realuphuman, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. @grewup, great reasons as will unite peace. @fuckedupwoman, binding knot of peace building called Potapo. It presents to our cyber information society as a technology adaptation that has real name binding presence to content that links our chains web archive public retrieval of content to one's individual responsibility of informed consent and use, which is content that cannot be claimed was never read or received. The binding presence of my developed technology, called Memospace Presence, has been online active in this mode for over 10 years without complaint of content abuse claimed against my web administration. In that spirit of true point of view honesty, are the materials filed for immediate resolve of forum and format to remedy why this country chooses its holding on a racially biased practice in the interface of communications with clients and patients of the Maine Health Department and the Department of Behavioral Health. I am filing a report ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, to link to and monitor these changes implemented onto the correct adaptive course correction of policy changes necessary to enable my rights as well as the rights of others bombarded by a disorderly policy process. One might choose to find a way to make a public relations address to the media before the media gets wind of this writing. This writing will be filed both contexts. @realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @fuckedupwoman.net spelled fuckedupwoman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of #Potapo. Until I see a balance or imbalance to either one or the other side of normalcy. Normalcy in my view in being honest and free flowing with no hidden agenda is being 100% completely honest to the approach of change in the policy of the county deliverance of quality of social services provided in the health treatments and plans of patients and clients subject to your outdated policy. First most, you must open and pay attention to a legal discussion YouTube video on the Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities, time indexed to a 10-minute discussion on Article 12. It is provided in the detail links in the below content, should you care to give a flying fuck. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Article 12. Please open the 10-minute legal discussion media link on YouTube, you may watch as much of that legal position presentation as you care before returning here to continue reading. Then please proceed to either link to Twitter thread by this. Search, @grewup @SheriffMcMahon. Search, @grewup @SpountySheriff. Search, @grewup @FBI, alternative context not covered in this email. Or read the tweet thread from beginning to end from opening this on URL Twitter. Tweet thread, https://twitter.com/grewup/status/98009645066618474 date:Saturday, March 31, 2018 at 10:26 a.m. Or continue to read the captured context content is best received and placed into email formats. Pre-appended with a preface comment for introduction to these matters. This email is directed to forwarded message from Jared Jettison, jared.jettison@gmail.com. Subject, blocking ME, is a criminal complaint of abuse, you all haters. 2. Melissa Guerrero and Clayton Advocacy for James M. Driscoll, dbhrbest@dbh.sbcounty.gov. This tweet storm is directed to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Twitter connection. What is said is this storm is the absolute, 100% accurate truth, and you all know it. Ms. Guerrero, would you please forward this email to the care of three persons that are needing to be done and corrected by reprimand from above. First, Dr. Christopher Eric Berger. Second, therapist Stephen John Graves. Third, Dr. Sadiq H. Mirza. What is tweeted to the sheriff himself will be followed up in a criminal complaint if this is not immediately placed for amending reconciliation. Thank you. The name on this account is Jared, jettison a role-playing ID that I acquired with adult play with my friend Joseph Burns who has an IMDb profile. He was directing me, I was role-playing. Jared is in the honor named for Jared Diamond. I have this book in my storage in Denver, you all suck at attempting mental healing. The hidden agenda, I am calling you out on your bullshit. Amazon.com, collapse, how societies choose to fail or succeed. https://www.amazon.com/collapse-societies-choose-succeed-revised/. 01431170009. Collapse, is my third Jared Diamond book and, as before, he does not disappoint. Combining anthropology, history and geography with environmental studies of how humans use and misuse natural resources, Diamond draws interesting insights into past societies and how their fates can relate to our modern world. Collapse, how societies choose to fail or succeed, Wikipedia. https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/collapse:_how_societies_choose_to_fail_or_succeed. Collapse, how societies choose to fail or succeed, titled Collapse, how societies choose to fail or survive for the British edition, is a 2005 book by academic and popular science author Jared Diamond, in which Diamond reviews the causes of historical and prehistorical instances of societal collapse, particularly those followed by The World Until Yesterday. Publisher, Viking Press. Pages 592. Publication date 2005, second edition in 2011. Synopsis: book structure, reviews, criticisms. Jared Diamond, Why Do Societies Collapse? TED Talk, TED Talks. Play button 1821. https://www.ted.com/.Jared_Diamond_on_why_societies_collapse. Why do societies fail? With lessons from the Norse of Iron Age Greenland, deforested Easter Island and I am a trust building network here rebuilding new paradigms of hashtag social trust when you all don't want to play by the rules. You need your heads all examined whether or not you are all psychopaths. James Driscillett grew up at Cohealth Network, tagged even though you have been blocked from being able to comment on your tweets. Denver, at Sheriff McMahon. Sheriff, this situation at DBH is intractable conflict unbecoming the behavior of doctors in care of the public's mental health. I have an issue. 7:56 a.m. the 31st of March 2018 from San Bernardino, CA. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. New conversation. James Driscillett grew up 2 hours ago. At Sheriff McMahon, you have name binding earls in these attachment earls. Hate is not going to be allowed to win. Why I do not fix into a box or mold. QR code in this graphic, http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /20.gov/gmail%20-20y%20do%20i%20not%25%20into%28%20box%20or%20mold.html. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscillett grew up 2 hours ago. You have name-binding earls in these attachments, peer and family advocacy, introduction letter, http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /bounty.gov/gmail%20-20peer%20and%20family%20advocacy%20introduction.html. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscillett grew up 2 hours ago. You have name-binding earls in these attachments, letter to defense attorney, Jonathan Arellano Jackson, do you think I am a dumbshit? http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /pd.spounty.gov/gmail%20-20do%20you%20think%20i%20am%20a%20dumb%20shit.html. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscillett grew up 2 hours ago. At Spounty Sheriff, you have binding this posting attachments, see full thread, this is posted onto at LinkedIn, https://www.linkedin.com/feed/update/earn:lee:activity:63853814728319713028 to the San Bernardino County Bar Association. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscillett grew up 2 hours ago. You are personally name-binded to this attachment URL FCC complaint request number 2,329,046 re, formal complaint, malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA, http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /fcc.gov/fcc-complaint-request-request-percent 23232904.6.html. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. You are personally name-binded to the attachment URL, FCC complaint request number 2,316,884 malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA, http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /fcc.gov/fcc-complaint-request-percent 23231688.4.html. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. The matter of the issue of this video Article 12 Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities at UN_ENABLE, Mini Law School 10-Minute Discussion, https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals NRJKE 9 SEI 9s and feature equals U2.BE and T equals 43 meters O. I am going to quote the violations of my rights that are occurring. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. It aims to enable self-direction or autonomy, so the last little bit I would term the relational effect of these two models. So whereas the substitute model has the effect of subjecting one suspicion and surveillance and ultimately coercion, current http://dbh.sbcounty.gov. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. This is a big package that I'm throwing together. The alternative model of supportive decision-making is meant to enhance relationships of respect and empowerment. They refuse to enable. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. So this sums up to the point, and it is the language used by representative of a group called the World Network of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry. Article 12, 1, it stipulates expressively that capacity shouldn't depend on one's way of communicating with others. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. They are restricting my access to email protocols because it is threatening to their standard. That standard being dangerous to the community. Second, it allows one to appoint someone who assist me, right, with making decisions and to take over, in specific areas. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. I am sick and tried of running into agents of hate. Do you represent the truth or the haters? This hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates OSIP a oppressive system of hate against the community. I want my rights of CRPD enabled, enforced and maintained through the rest of my living life. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. Have I made how important this matter is clear enough to why I am so upset at the system that allows the haters to win, at all cost against the sanity of rational common decency and common sense? Call my advocate, please inform her to proceed correctly. Reprimands avail. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. ORI file a huge win-win-win on my side of the standing case of discrimination, where the I am the holder of sanity and you all are the holders of hate. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. Who am I to San Bernardino? Check my resume, it is given to the Facebook account of San Bernardino County Sheriff Office. In this archived discussion URL, you are name-binded and you can open to read it, http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /facebook.com/spountysheriff/messenger-mar312018.html. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. I was the original programmer of the San Bernardino Public Library's Cassand Computer Center Lab, and this city and county has offended my history greatly. This is spoken voice narrative of the conversation to your FB account interface. I want this fixed ASAP. Thank you. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. Audio file, http://sheriff-john-mcmahon.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /facebook.com/spountysheriff/messenger-mar312018.org, 20 minutes and 4 secs. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2H 2 hours ago. At CoHealth Network, Colorado Health Network is tagged in this thread. They are listed among the hate collective that I have exposed with my technology from Denver, Colorado. Who is next? http://coloradohealthnetwork fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net. A conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo. Call that is required is to check out their at Glassdoor reviews. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2 hours ago. Checkmate. The game is over. No more hate. You lose. I win a big discrimination suit. I win. I have already won. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2 hours ago. An apology is deserved to be given upon me. Kissed upon my feet to the insult and offense you all have done upon me. You should beg my forgiveness mercy for this shit of hate. Permanence to the record at fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net. A conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo. http://persons/fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net. A conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo is next filed. Already held. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2 hours ago. Have I made myself clear enough for the record? Have a sheriff's deputy call my mother and apologize for the county conducting such asinine behavior toward those who are in mental health care treatments. Shame you all for this hate. Checkmate. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 26 meters 26 minutes ago. At LinkedIn requested connection at Sheriff McMahon, quoted text next tweet will be my last tweet before I file a discrimination case against the county for hate bias nonsense and flat out bullshit. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 26 meters 26 minutes ago. I am James Martin Driscoll, the original code program developer of the San Bernardino Public Library Cassand Computer Center Computer Lab back in 1985. I am displayed in the November 1987 issue of the Library Journal PDF on my website. I would like decency dignity restored. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 25 meters 25 minutes ago. I am who and what I say I am. Library Journal, November of 1987. http://realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net. Actively servicing the truth to all time human history. /item-proofs/history-driscoll/public%20access%20microcomputer%20services%20 and %20public%20libraries.pdf. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 22 meters 22 minutes ago. My resume is found here. I have been majorly insulted by 3 persons of the Department of Health, Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, therapist Stephen John Graves, and Dr. Sadiq H. Mirza. Insulting, something fishy is going on. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 21 meters 21 minutes ago. It's bounty sheriff, this has your name binding to my resume. I expect you to link and review it. http://sheriffjohnmcmahon, in the mindway-org.grewup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference/resume/jmd_resume.html. Thank you very much for a reconciliation of these matter promptly. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 18 meters 18 minutes ago. There is the contribution I have made to this community that has been insulted and disrespected into the gutter of non-intelligent sufferance. Where do these doctors get their psyche degrees anyway? Nah, science, I am fine if I can get free of hate. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 15 meters 15 minutes ago. I deserve to have an apology at my feet and beg my mercy for forgiveness for the behavior and treatment I received. My mother with her own challenge was the shoulder that I had to cry on instead of my mental health wellness team. What kind of crap is http://dbh.sbcounty.gov anyway? 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 15 meters 15 minutes ago. I am done. Checkmate. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 10 meters 10 minutes ago. I have a criminal complaint of mental abuse against the http://dbh.sbcounty.gov for mistakenly identifying me as something to be fixed other than the method of fixing that is personalized treatment plan of attack for sanity sakes against the deliverance of the haters elite. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. New conversation. James Driscoll at grew up 7 meters 7 minutes ago. I apologize for my attitude, but if I got some respect from the start dignified, I would have been housed already in part by reprimanding those who have been dangerously affecting the human lives of community members in Denver. You condone such hate. All I see is the same. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 5 meters 5 minutes ago. Why? https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals HFSG, contempt in your eyes as I turn to kiss his lips broken I lie all my feelings denied blood on your fist can you tell me why? You and your false securities tear up my life condemning me continued. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscillett grew up 4 meters 4 minutes ago. Name me an illness call me a sin never feel guilty never give and tell me why. You and me together fighting for our love can you tell me why? You all are real quick to get the attention of and technology quip. You all should be ashamed of yourselves at the Department of Health. 1 reply 0 retweets 0 likes. James Driscillett grew up 23s 23 seconds ago. Now I think I will cry the remaining of my day away, until I get my apology for being shit on by the Department of Behavior Health and the Department of Health haters elite Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, therapist Stephen John Graves, and Dr. Sadiq H. Mirza, frauds. 0 replies 0 retweets 0 likes.